Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Aretha bringing us back. 23 after. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please check it out when you get a chance. We got a lot of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Whatever you got going on, your startup, you're growing a business, you've got a mature business, and you're trying to decide which way to go next, or you're trying to divest of your business, which you might be doing. Anywhere on the time continuum of ownership, we've got something that can help you there. Smallbusinessadvocate.com. Jeff Sabar is our guest. He's a great friend, longtime Brain Trust member. He is the chief home officer, and we're talking about how to bring customers on board. How do you get them started? How do you make the sale and still get the relationship cemented to the point where everybody understands what's expected of them? Isn't that really the most important thing, Jeff, is making sure we're clear on expectations?
You really had one word in that entire intro, as it were, that really cemented it, and it's relationship. You know, if you're selling a bottle of soda at the corner convenience store, and for someone who's just driving through town, that's not a relationship. They're buying something. They need. That's a contract.
Right.
That's
a transaction.
It's a transaction. Thank you. But if you're looking to build, an engagement with an ongoing engagement with a client that you want to turn into more, you know, than just a one-off, it's about building that relationship. It's about wowing them and wooing them at the negotiating table or at lunch or whenever it is that you first meet with them. It's about getting them, in fact, to sign an agreement once you've come to terms and everyone's happy and everyone knows what they're supposed to do. And it's about carrying that forward, delivering what you promised, and making right anything. As a writer, you know, people say, how many revisions do I get, you know, if you turn in something that's not where I want it to be? I'm like, what do you mean? You get as many revisions as are reasonably necessary, and it says it in the contract as such, to make it the way you want it. So that's a relationship. It's not like you turn something in, you say, oh, my hands are off it, it's yours now, I'm not touching it. So, you know, I mean, it's every touch point of an engagement should be focused on building that relationship. I mean, that's the way I view it. That's the way I deal with my clients. That's the way I try and make sure that they understand what I'm trying to accomplish here in my work.
But some of those things you just described come with building, with executing on the relationship. You can't
right.
You can't put every eventuality into a contract, into an initial document. And especially when you, in a company like yours where it's personal services, it's you need to have something that basically spells out the basic expectations. I'm going to work for you, and you're going to pay me.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's basic, you know, and that is,
yep.
and what are you going to do? As a writer, I outline what the project is too many times, and it continues to happen to this day, you know, sort of as a continuation of the freshman mistake, but I underpromise and overdeliver. So I have clients,
right.
One client who I have a contract with to write, 10 Facebook posts a week and 2 blogs every week for this client, but I end up writing 15 Facebook posts, or I end up
right.
writing 2 blogs plus, Jeff, can you review this document we just wrote, or we have someone else
right.
who wants something written, and I throw it in there. The agreement does not include contingencies for additional work not specifically outlined. So, those are things we have to keep in mind as we're drafting agreements and the terms and the way we are. And I got to tell you, part of that only comes with experience. You spoke of having, covering every eventuality in an agreement. As we get more experience, we should know what eventualities are going to come up. We
right.
should know that, if you ask me to do more than, it's going to cost you X per hour more, or X per word as a writer, or X
yeah.
per document.
And
we know better.
The thing, Jeff, that's particular to your situation, as I said earlier, you have a personal services company.
Right.
You deliver ideas, thoughts, words on a sheet of paper, those kinds of things. That's different from having a merchandise type of company.
Absolutely.
Because, you know, you got the merchandise and it's, you know, there's no question about that. But when you're delivering something that somebody, some kind of thought, some kind of ideas,
right,
written or otherwise, however it's delivered, that's or consulting, for example. That's
right.
Another one. That's even trickier than the words because you can't really deliver consulting,
right,
so to speak.
Right.
That those kinds of businesses, you really need to spend time thinking about how do I establish all of our expectations,
right?
And without looking like you're signing for a mortgage or something.
Well, and again, if appropriate, it will be if considered, well considered, well reasoned, and written appropriately, they'll realize that in my case, only if you ask me for this is what we're contracting for, but if. Mm-hmm. You ask for more, you will be billed at such and so rate. So, the point is if they read it or if I explain it appropriately in either the email cover or in conversation, they'll know that, look, I'm not going to charge you for 15 Facebook posts or an additional blog unless you ask for
right.
it. I'm not going out to throw out work. You know, it will say
yeah.
in the contract as assigned.
Hey, Jeff, I got to wrap it up. Give us the website, please.
ChiefHomeOfficer.com.
And that's where you can find him and all the work he does, the work that he does for others, and his books, too. Hey, Jeff, thanks for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next time.
Jim, always great to be with you. Thanks for having me.
Jeff Sabar, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after the news. I promise. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Good morning, Frank.
Good morning, Mr.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.